was really not enough, to be honest with you. I mean, the United States could have done more.
Then on June 6th, 2014, ISIS sent several suicide car bombs into downtown Mosul. Along with ISIS fighters in pickup trucks. In some neighborhoods, they were warmly welcomed. The Iraqi army, on the other hand, was seen as a Shia militia. With no local support, the army had deserted by June 10th with barely a fight.
They didn't know how to respond. They didn't want to respond. You know, these were people that didn't want to do any actual work. They were fat cats, I call them. They were people who were earning good money to basically sit at a desk and smoke cigarettes and drink good liquor all day.
In the end, it took only 800 ISIS militants with the help of local Ba'athist military cadres to secure a city of 1.8 million people. Even ISIS was surprised.
The original intelligence was that ISIS did not come to invade Mosul. They didn't come to take it over. They came to break a bunch of people out of a prison. But what happens? They roll into the city and the entire Iraqi army collapses. And they make some adjustments very quickly on the spur of the moment and decide, wow, we're not going to just get the prison, we're going to get the whole city. And then they just keep on rolling.
For ISIS, the spoils included tons of U.S.-made military equipment,